Continuing with the dog guide, my lovely speech or voiceover wants to say, or dictation, you know, with that whatever, that thing, wants to say dog died or died dog instead of guide dog, which I'm pronouncing it. I even said guide, and I even made a long pause. Ugh, and it still put died. Stupid. Guide is a word, people. I don't know why dictation won't get that right. Oh, well. Anyway, I was saying that I was thinking that I could have waved these people on. And I'm just trying to fix ways where I don't have to be feeling stressed out or full of anxiety or full of panic or whatever when these people are... I know they mean to help. I do. I know they do. I'm not trying to be critical of them for trying to help. But I really wish if I could get a point across, if there would be a way to get heard, okay? And the key people that needed to hear this probably won't hear it, but if anybody passes this message around or whatever and says, you know, listen to this, it's important. If you want a dog handler, a dog guide handler to, you know, go with you, say, okay, why don't you drop the harness handle and come with me? You know, take my arm, or let's go, sighted guide, or human guide, or whatever they call it. I'm an old school. I grew up with sighted guide. Now it's kind of silly. We're going to go human guide. Okay, what are we, monkeys now? And now we're doing the human thing? Or, okay. Yeah. But, I don't know. Why do we have to specify that it's a human guide? Duh, if you're going sighted guide and grabbing an arm, you're not going to be grabbing the arm of a monkey. I don't know. Just people are silly in this PC world and, like... You know, really, do we have to be so PC? I don't see the need or necessity. Okay, I'm getting off track. So, that's the biggest thing, you know. You don't grab somebody while they have the harness handle in their hand. It's confusing to the dog. It's upsetting to the handler. And I wish I could get that through all of the necessary heads possible. And, you know, it's really important. It's very important people understand this because, you know, it could mean the untraining of a dog. It could mean that a dog would start taking me up to people to take me places. It could mean any a number of things. It's not good. And so, you know, by listening to the instruction that I gave, you know, all you people that are sighted and want to help, if you know that you're going to be with a person using a dog guide and you think, oh, they're going the wrong way, or I don't like how the dog is guiding, or whatever, if they got to the place safely and they're getting there, don't fuss with them. But if they're really in danger, or you know, you think, okay, this dog is really not paying attention, you know, or you want to just hurry it up, or we don't have time to rework something, and you see a problem about to unfold, then you can say, hey, you know, why don't you just drop the harness handle and come with me and take my arm? Or, you know, stop, you're about ready to go the wrong way. You want to turn more right or more left and go straight ahead. Or, you know, your dog can follow me. And then let the other person give the commands. Don't you give the commands to the dog. That's the other thing that people want to do. And people also want to talk to the dog and praise the dog. It's like, don't interact. That is that person's eyes. Don't interact with that dog because that is their eyes and they need the full attention on what they're doing and where the dog is wanting, you know, trying to get them to go. And the less distraction, the better. And I don't have time to say all of this in 2 seconds or less. And I feel like that's all the time I'll get afforded. And, you know, I mean no offense when I'm out there on the street and if it seems like I'm short or whatever. Part of it is I'm trying to be in tune with the dog, and the last thing I need is someone trying to keep me from training or, you know, doing what I need to with my dog, or trying to, you know, grab me or something like that. I'm not trying to complain or be ungrateful, but I realize that they're trying to help, but at the same time, the help is sometimes, I wish it could be a little bit different help. Like, you know, the kind of feedback the instructors would give instead of pushy, pulley, grabby, yanky, and, especially people that have a language barrier do that a lot. And it's like, please don't. I know you want to help, but please, if you don't know the language well enough, don't just start grabbing. Please don't. You know, it freaks me out. I don't want to be grabbed and yanked off somewhere where I don't know what is going on even more. And, you know, frankly, because of my anxiety disorder, it's a miracle of God that I'm out traveling by myself and or traveling independently at all and being with Todd. But, I had a very stressful day, so I'm hoping that we could just not have any of those types of stressful events. And, I think it's just going to take her a while to learn, and I need to relax too. And so, I don't know, anybody who prays can pray that we both do our part in learning and that I'm able to relax and let whatever take place without things getting too out of control, and for me to know what in the world to say without getting too snarky or seemingly snarky. It seems like I'm mad, but I'm actually more anxious than mad. But oh well, what can I say? I just don't want to be, you know, taken off course because someone's grabbing my arm, you know. It's like, okay, that is just, I froze, I didn't move, and I just kept saying, what are we doing? What are we doing? And she didn't answer me. And Todd told her, I said, he said, it's best if you don't grab her, you know, it's best if you don't grab somebody using a dog guide. So, anyway,